Holy cow, I woke up this morning and it's New Year's Day. Welcome to episode 159 of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, I'm going to break down not how to write your goals for 2019, because I think you get a lot of that, but how to actually achieve them. I think it comes down to three different things. We're going to talk about all three of them. And I think if you'll make it through this episode, you're going to have a much better chance of getting done what you want to get done in 2019. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else. But you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today? I am Mark Mason and I am your host. This is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast and I'm coming to you from Dallas, Texas, where it is getting a little chilly. Now, those of you that are in Europe and some places up north here in the United States, I know it's super cold where you are. I get that. But here in Dallas, when it gets to be like 32 degrees and I have to wear pants instead of shorts, that's when we're talking about really cold temperatures. It's kind of cool, both literally and figuratively, because, you know, it's Christmas time and the first of the year and it's winter and it's cool to be able to enjoy that season of the year. And you can laugh at me when it's August and I'm playing baseball with my son out in the 110 degree heat. But for now, we're enjoying the cool and we're totally digging it. I hope whatever part of the world that you're in, that you had an amazing end of the year. For a lot of parts of the world, the end of the year is a special time. You get together with family, you celebrate. For some of you in Asia, I know that that's coming. Chinese New Year is coming. And so happy Chinese New Year to those of you that will be celebrating that in a few weeks. That's also a very exciting time of the year. But I know if you're like me, a lot of times at this time of year, I've got some extra time on my hands. I'm taking some vacation and I'm doing a lot of thinking about what I need to do in the coming year. And in this case, in 2019. And today, I'm actually recording this on New Year's Day. Normally, I release my podcast on Thursday, but this year, I want to get off to a big, aggressive start and help you as soon as I possibly can. And I wanted to tell you about my thinking about how to not just articulate your goals, because we've talked about that many, many times, but how to actually achieve them. I read a post on Facebook from my friend Leslie Samuel, and he confessed that over the last several years, he's written down his goals every year at the beginning of the year, and he couldn't even remember one single goal that he had actually accomplished. And I totally resonated with that. You know, you see people like Leslie over at becomeablogger.com that are achieving so much, and you just assume that these people have it all together and they're writing down their goals and they're achieving them all and everything's absolutely perfect and fantastic. But the truth is we're all struggling, and me probably more than anyone. I mean, I have had a tremendous amount of success online over the years, but the truth of the matter is it's nowhere near the success that I feel like I'm capable of and nowhere near the goals that I've set for myself. And you got to ask the question, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. Why haven't I achieved my own personal goals? Even, you know, maybe you say I set my goals too high, but somehow there's this gap where every year I set a goal kind of like Leslie, and by the end of the year, sometimes I can't even remember what they were. I have to go back and look. And so there's reasons for that. And what I want to do with this episode is I want to talk about three things that I want you to think about with your goals this year for 2019. It's not too late. It's January 1st. Maybe you're listening to this sometime in January, and I give you permission to make some adjustments to your strategy and to your goals based on what you hear in this podcast episode. It's okay to make some course corrections along the way. So I think there's really three things. One of them is talked about all the time, and I think I'll repeat it here, but we won't go into a ton of detail. And that is that in order for you to have a chance of achieving your goal, you really need to have it very well articulated. And the framework that you usually hear about is the SMART goals or the SMARTER goals, where you talk about how the goal needs to be specific and actionable and measurable and all of the words that you can use to spell the word SMART or SMARTER, depending on which framework you're looking at. And I completely, totally agree with that. And if you don't have a well-articulated goal, I encourage you to just Google SMART goals or SMARTER goals. Look at some of Michael Hyatt's stuff on this topic, and you'll find out what you need to do. Basically, it boils down to you need to make sure that you understand exactly what it is you're trying to accomplish and when you want to get it done. Don't say, I want to lose weight this year or I want to get fit. Say something more specific, like, by November 13th, I'm going to weigh 200 pounds and be able to run a 20-minute 5K or whatever your goal is for yourself. And make sure that that is measurable, specific, actionable, time-bound. You know exactly what you're doing so that you can visualize that goal and measure your progress against it. I think it's really critical. But it all boils down to you need to have a really well-written goal. And I do also believe that you need to write these goals out. And particularly, I think you should write them out by hand. All of that is the case. And I think that's definitely the first thing you need to do is make sure your goal is really well-defined, well-articulated. That's pretty a common thing. You're going to hear that from a lot of people. I think the second thing that you need to pay attention to is something my friend Cliff Ravenscraft has been talking about a lot lately, and that is you need to have the right mindset around your goal. And I want to encourage you, if you're here in time, if you're hearing this in time, I want you to encourage you to go over to listen to Cliff's webinar on goals. He's talking about what's the difference between the 12% of the people that really do achieve their New Year's resolutions and the 88% of people that don't. And he's going to do a free, completely free webinar on that on the 5th of January. I imagine he'll also repeat this. If you go over to mindsetanswerman.com/webinar, you can sign up for that absolutely free and tremendously wonderful content that he's going to give you. Now, I am not privy to everything that Cliff is going to say in that webinar, but I can guarantee you that Cliff would agree with me that the second thing is that you need to understand why it is that you're doing what you're doing. You need to be able to know that you're just not losing weight because somebody told you that you need to lose weight. You need to understand what it is that you are going to benefit from or achieve or avoid. What pain are you going to avoid or what pleasure are you going to achieve when you lose that weight and you're able to run that 5K that we're talking about before? I mean, maybe it's that you just like that feeling that comes when people tell you that you look great, and maybe that's what fuels you, or maybe it's something much deeper. Maybe you have grandkids and you've noticed that you can't keep up with them anymore and you're worried that you're not going to be able to be the kind of parent or the kind of grandparent that you want to be because you don't have the energy for it and you need to get fit so that you can achieve that energy. Or maybe you've got a diagnosis from your doctor and your doctor has told you, look, you're pre-diabetic, and if you don't lose some weight, you're going to go into full-blown diabetes and that's going to be a problem for you. Whatever it is, you need to really understand why you have written this very specific and measurable goal down. It's one thing to write a goal down, but it's another thing to be pursuing that goal based on a mindset and a framework that will give you the fuel you need to achieve it. You can build a great rocket ship and you can say you're going to go to the moon, But if you don't have the right fuel to get there, you're not going to make it. And I bring that analogy because I just saw the most amazing Nova episode on the Apollo 8 mission. I'm a total science geek. Check that out over at Nova. I'll try to put a link to that in the show notes. But you need the fuel that it's going to take in order to get you to your goal. So the first thing is have an absolutely fantastic and great goal. The second thing is I want you to know very specifically, and I want you to write it down, break it down. Cliff can give you some ways in order to do this, to understand what it is that's making you want this goal, and make sure you really own it and you understand why it is you're trying to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve. I will give you some warnings, okay? Goals that you're trying to achieve for other people, they don't work so great most of the time. I think the data says that. If you're losing weight because your wife told you you need to, or your husband told you need to, that's not going to be a great goal. Sometimes, not always the case, but sometimes if your motivation is just that you want money, a lot of times just money, just a number in a bank account, that's not going to be the right reason, the kind of reason that's going to propel you to being successful in your business goal. More helpful might be something like, what are you going to do with that money? Is that going to allow you to do charitable work? Is it going to allow you to take vacations, help people that you love? What's that money going to be for? Those are the kind of things that I'm talking about. So that's the second thing. First thing is have great goals. Second thing is know why you are chasing after them. Now, if you know me and you've been following me for a long time, you know, I've been talking about these two things for quite some time. A lot of people have. It's not a new thing, understanding these things. This stuff has been around for a long time. And for me personally, you know, as I described, I've had a somewhat limited success in actually achieving my goals. Now, why is that? And when I go back and break that down, if I go back and look at last year's goals or the year before that or the year before that, almost always the reason is a lack of focus. Now, you can say that the lack of focus is because I didn't know why I wanted to achieve the goals. And that certainly helps with focus. When you're clear on why you're doing what you're doing, that helps you stay focused. But I think in my particular case, I have that personality where it's really hard for me to stay focused on something over the long term to fight through what Michael Hyatt calls the messy middle for an entire year. And 365 days is just a long time for me to stay hammering after the same thing. And something that's not going to happen for 12 months usually is going to be pretty big. I mean, if I'm going to work on something for 12 months, it seems like almost unattainable. It's such a big goal. By the time you get it out to the end of 2019, that's far away. So if it's a financial goal or some kind of accomplishment, I've got to pile up a ton of work. And sometimes I think, just for me personally, it seems psychologically like a very big thing and maybe a little hard for me to get behind. So recently I read a book, and I reread it recently, actually a book called The 12-Week Year. And the premise behind this book is simply that a year is a really long time, and it makes a lot more sense to break your year down into four chunks. So for me this year, I have the same kind of goals that I have every year, but I've broken my goals down into quarterly goals. And this is the kind of thing that we do in business. You know, you normally have these kind of quarterly milestones that you want to try and hit your major goal. But I think this book, 12-Week Year, does a really great job of breaking down exactly why you want to break your goals down into these chunks where you can actually manage these 12 weeks to hit a goal. That's something that you can really kind of get your head around because it allows you to know exactly what you need to get done this week in order to hit that goal in 12 weeks. It's not what you need to do this week in order for something to happen in 52 weeks. That sounds like a really long time from now, but 12 weeks is really soon. And boy, when there's only 7 weeks left, boy, that's really, really soon. And so I think bringing the focus in of those goals, you can have the same goals. Just set the milestones for the goals in 3-month increments. This is the sort of forms what starts for the basis of the third point, which is you need to have a plan for executing your goals. You need to have well-articulated goals. That's the first thing. You need to know why you're trying to achieve those goals so you have the right fuel to get to them. That's the second thing. But the third thing is, I really believe, and this has been the missing piece for me, you need to have a framework for achieving the goal. So the first thing that I suggest is that you narrow the time frame that you're thinking about at any one time down to sort of these 3-month goals, 4 sets of 12 weeks to form the year. Once you've done that, I think you can start to ask some details about what's the mechanism for that. And the first thing is, of course, this goal can be broken down into chunks. And I believe, at least for me, I have been applying the rule of threes lately. This is something I started trying on at the end of last year. And I kind of believe that for me, I really can't focus on more than about 3 things at one time. And I don't mean 3 actual things, because obviously there's 75,000 things going on in my life in any one time. But as far as major things that I absolutely feel like I have to accomplish, 3 is a pretty good number. So if you take that out for the whole year, then maybe you've got 12 goals that you're trying to achieve at various different points during the year that you're totally focused on. And some of those goals will be a goal that ends in March, stage one, and then the second stage is in June. So they add together. So they're really one big goal. Some of those goals will be goals that actually just end in June. You know, it's something you want to do. You want to run a marathon. You need to train for 3 months to do that. That's a 3-month long goal. Those sort of things will work themselves out to where at the end of the year, you'll find yourself having 5 to 10 major goals broken up into 3-month increments. And that's, I think that's a really good approach, is to break these things up. So once you've done that, what does that allow you to do? Well, one thing that allows you to do that I think is really powerful is it allows you to break up a goal into 12 steps. So if you do 12 smaller things, you end up achieving your goal for that particular time frame. Now for habit goals, I think this is very straightforward. You need probably to do the same thing, maybe slightly increasing intensity over 12 weeks. You want to drink water, and that's your big goal. You want to focus on this week drinking water 7 days. Those are very straightforward. I think where this is most useful is where you're trying to achieve some sort of business goal where you're building something. So you want to start a new blog, and your goal in the first 3 months is to get the blog launched with 15 pieces of content. Well, you knew in the first week you need to get a domain name. The second week you need to build the site. The third week you need to create a content plan. The fourth week you need to write the first 3 posts. The fifth week you need to write this next 3 posts, and so on. You can break it down. Now, all of a sudden, when you come to Sunday night or Monday morning, whenever you do your planning for the week, you're not overwhelmed with this big goal that's 3 months away, or worse, a year away. You've got a very straightforward goal in front of you. You've got a goal that is for this week, and you know exactly what you need to do for this week. And then you can ask this very simple question. I know that, let's take this blogging example. I need to get my blog up and running this week. What are the 1, 2, or 3 things that I need to do today that will move that goal forward so that I'm done by the end of the week? So in the case of, you know, starting a new blog, maybe the 1 thing that I need to absolutely make sure that I do today is research and buy the best hosting for this blog. You know, maybe in this example, that's the next step. That's the only thing you need to do today. And make that thing more important than all the other junk that's going on in your life. Make sure that's the thing that gets done first. That hosting task is the task that you try to check off early in the day before you get swamped by the rest of life. Repeat that the next day. And then by the end of the week, all of a sudden you've achieved your goal for the week, which is getting your blog up. And that is one of the major 12 steps that you need to get to launching this new online platform, if that's your goal for this 3 months. So I think that breakdown You know, break that year down into four chunks, 4 3-month chunks. Break those 3-month chunks down into 12-week steps, which is articulated in this book called the 12-week year. And then each week, when you know your goal for the week, go ahead and look and ask yourself the question, what can I do today? What must I do today in order to advance that? And use this rule of three. Try not to ever be working on more than 3 big goals in a quarter. Don't work on more than 3 big goals for the week, and don't have more than 3 big tasks that absolutely must get done today. Now, if you'll religiously execute this sort of system, I think what you'll find is that day by day, you'll make these small progress steps, and you will be shocked at the end of the month, at the end of the weeks, at the end of the month, and at the end of the year. I think you'll be shocked at the amount of progress that you'll be able to accumulate. So the last question is, how do you keep track of all this? And the best tool that I've found to keep track of all this, especially if you like to write things down, which I'm going to encourage you to do, is Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner. You can Google that. It's very easy to find. I'll put a link in the show notes. There's no affiliate program. I'm not promoting this other than the fact that I really like Michael, but I think I've looked at a lot of the planners. There are a bunch of different ones out there. I really, really like the Full Focus Planner, and I like the fact that you actually write down the stuff you're going to do every day and physically check it off. I think a lot of research has shown that things that you write down tend to get remembered and done. And this Full Focus Planner, I think, is an excellent tool for implementing what's articulated in the 12-week year. Those concepts dovetail nicely with what Michael Hyatt has done with this planner. The planner also comes with some training about how to use it, which is also highly recommended and free. And so that is my recommendation. So to sum it up, for 2019, the 3 things that you need to be doing, no matter how you decide to do them to achieve your goals, are you need to have really excellent, well-articulated goals that are clear, they're smart goals, they're measurable and time-bound, and you know exactly where you stand at all times with achieving that goal. And the second thing is you need to understand why you are doing what you're doing. You need to make sure that you have the right fuel to get you through this year of achieving these goals. And the third thing is you need to have a method for hacking away at this goal. And my recommended method for you is something sort of related to the 12-week year, the book, The 12-Week Year, where every day you can wake up and you know what the 3 things are you need to do that day to move your goals forward. That's my recommendation to you for 2019. If you have a chance and it's not too late, go over to mindsetanswerman.com/webinar, and maybe there will be a replay over there. Check out Cliff's comments in the webinar that he's offering for topic number 2, which is to make sure you have the right mindset to achieve your goals. He's going to teach you how to be some of the 12% of the people that actually achieve the goals that they set this year. And then make sure that you have a way to hold yourself accountable and to break down your goals on a day-by-day basis, so every day you know exactly what to do. If I had to articulate the one problem that I think probably keeps most people from achieving their goals, is they don't know what to do today, right now, today, to hit their goal by the end of the year. And that's what this is going to solve for you. Now, this is the special New Year's Day edition of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm normally releasing episodes on Thursday. So about 10 days from now, on January 10th, I will be back on the air and we'll be talking about all kinds of cool internet business stuff. Until then, go crush it.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
So it's college football bowl season. It's very important to me, especially when the Aggies are playing. And last night, my Aggies defeated NC State, which makes me really happy. But there was something really cool that happened there, and I love this about Texas A&M University. It's steeped in tradition, and one of the traditions is the tradition of the 12th man, which goes back to the 1920s when the Aggies were traveling for a football game and players were getting hurt, and they looked like maybe they weren't going to have enough players. This was, you know, 100 years ago. And so one of these fans in the stand, one of the student fans in the stands, came down and made himself available to play. He was the 12th man, the guy who was going to be there and able to play if one more guy got hurt. His name was E. King Gill. He didn't actually have to play, but the fact that he was willing to symbolizes the way Aggies are ready to be of service, and that's one of the big traditions at A&M. Fast forward 100 years, now at A&M for the last many decades, we've had at least one player on the team that represented the student body, that was a walk-on, non-scholarship player, that at least comes onto the team that way, that it symbolizes this E. King Gill guy, and he wears the number 12, and he plays on the team, and usually he's on kickoff coverage. But this one guy that has been doing that job for the last 3 or 4 years, Gillespie, he actually is an outstanding football player, which is usually the case for these guys. He actually got converted to fullback at the beginning of this season. And at the end of the game, with the game in hand, our coach, Jimbo Fisher, respecting A&M traditions, puts this guy in the game. Gillespie in the game on the goal line, and Gillespie is able to drive the ball in from the fullback position for a touchdown. The Aggie fans all over the world went crazy because this is the first time that the 12th man, the actual guy wearing number 12, has actually scored in a football game. At least that's my understanding. I haven't seen all the Aggie football games because they've been playing football since the 1800s, but you get the idea. Very exciting. That made my 2018. That was sort of one of the last things I did in 2018 was watch this football game, and that was truly fantastic. Talk soon.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.